Welcome to My Favourite F Word, the podcast with me, Joel, but you might know me as Galax from Instagram. For as long as I can remember, I've loved style, fashion, clothes, the lot. What I also love is hearing from people about how they've shaped their signature style. What were the signature pieces that have been staples in their wardrobe, or what clothes mean the most to them and why? For today's episode, we have the fabulous beauty guru, Gary Thompson, but you might know him as the Plastic Boy. Gary and I actually have a lot in common in terms of style. We're even wearing the same outfit today. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Gary.
Thank you for having me.
No worries.
I'm so excited to be on this podcast for the first time.
I know. I'm excited to have you. I can't even remember when we first met. I just know you. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like, I think just from, like, going to events and I know we saw each other at Coachella. Remember that time that, well, before this whole madness happened?
Yes. Yeah, 2019, Coachella. You were with, a brand now.
I was with, who was I with again?
Was it makeup?
Yeah, it was makeup. I can't remember what brand I was with, but it was a very crazy period.
CC. Sophie. Sophie Hannah,
Talisa.
Oh my gosh, what?
Talisa.
I didn't see
them. Very random. And this guy called Ruben. It was a cool crowd, but
nice.
Very random.
I've never been with a brand to Coachella.
Well, my friend actually went to Coachella this year without a brand, and it's so much different. She was like, it's so expensive.
It's very expensive.
And I was like, with the amount of money she told me she spent, I was like, no, definitely going with a brand.
Yeah, me and Sarah bought our VIP passes obviously quite late in the game, because we didn't know that we were going to go or whatever. Like $1,000 each.
No.
Yeah. It's like £800.
Who was headlining when you went?
Harry Styles. I don't like.
I'm glad you said, because whenever I say that, people are like, how can I like Harry Styles?
I don't get it. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
To me, it's like mum's music.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very commercial. I like the way I feel like he dresses cool, but
yeah,
I feel like
he looks good.
I feel like guys have been doing that way before him, but I feel like, you know, I understand
it's a lot of buzz around him. Yeah. For what?
And the Gucci capsule collection is cute.
Yeah, that's cute as well. Mm. Yeah, he dresses nice and like his songs are okay, but I'm not like, oh my God, I have to see him.
No. I was actually invited to see him again, just at him, and I was just like, guys, I'm good.
I'm okay.
I'm good.
I can't remember who else was. I think Billie Eilish was headlining.
Oh, I do like her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like her, but I'm not like crazy fan.
Same. I can see why people are, because she's got this kind of cool, like, low monotone kind of Tumblr vibe.
Yeah.
But like, I like a few of her songs, but again, I wouldn't see her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think Megan was performing as well. Megan the
Yeah, I saw her. Yeah, yeah.
And I know Doja cancelled, didn't she?
No, Doja played, because me and Sarah went to watch Doja, but we were very disappointed.
Oh, really?
Because we were like expecting, when I think of Doja Cat, I think of like high energy rap, like kind of pop, fun, right? Mm. But she likes to do themed performances, right? Mm. So she did like a whole grunge metal theme.
Oh no.
So all like Say So was like the rock version, and everything was like heavy metal. And although I think I would appreciate watching that on like YouTube.
Yeah.
But when I was there, I was like, this is not what I want.
No, I feel like that's something you do at like at a concert, or maybe what people like come to see you for. But I'm thinking at Coachella, everyone wants to
just
see
do the your do your songs that everyone knows.
Oh no, that's disappointing.
I was gonna say, Gary, I was like, wait, for people that don't know anything about you, how would you describe like yourself, your style, what you do? Just a little intro.
I feel like for people that know me, I would describe myself as very I would say out there with minimal, but with a bit of edge. And I would probably say I'm like a mixture of I mainly do beauty and skincare, but I incorporate fashion and like lifestyle in there as well. So I'm kind of like a wide range of a package.
Yeah, you do every bit of everything. Yeah. And I really like your style, which is why I wanted to.
Oh, thank you. I like your style as well. I feel like you've definitely influenced me. Even these, I remember you've got them in white.
The runners, I love that. That colorway is so nice. I tried those on as well.
I was going to get the white ones you have, but they didn't have my size, so I was like, I'm just going to get these ones.
Gary's wearing the crimson, like grey, white Balenciaga runners, which are so nice.
I love them, they're so comfy.
They brought out so many more colours now as
I
well.
I know. It's a bit overwhelming though, some of them. Yeah. I'm like, Balenciaga, you need to calm down.
My bank balance does not like it.
Oh my God, yeah, you go, especially with the bags.
Oh no. It's a sickness.
And I recently got the Prada loafers, but in black.
Ooh, the chunky ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, because you had them in, did you have them in white?
Yeah, no. I had them in white, but I was like, I'm going to get them in black because I always wear them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're a staple.
So.
I really like, they do like a sandal as well that's quite chunky.
Oh, I saw those. I was going to get them, but I thought they're very seasonal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like,
all year.
I know we had a heat wave, but I'm like, where else am I wearing them to?
You can wear the loafers in summer as well.
True.
With like a little sock, so they're versatile.
That's so true, you know, a little moment.
Okay, I want to ask you my first question. Mm-hmm. So what is the first outfit or item of clothing that you remember being in love with?
Oh my God, I was thinking about this last night. I was like, what was it? I was trying to go all the way back. And for me, it was these G-Star jeans. Remember G?
I remember G-Star.
Remember G-Star? It was G-Star. And they were like the 96 jeans. They were like really tapered. And I wore them everywhere. I wore them to the club. I wore them to work when I worked in retail. Oh, I wore them to uni. And
I
when
didn't
I
know you worked in retail. Where did you work in retail?
I worked everywhere. I'd worked for, I'm not sure if you remember a shop called Republic.
Yes.
It was so like SoCal and everything. I worked there. I worked in Selfridges in Birmingham.
Oh, nice.
I worked for Kurt Geiger. The list goes on and on.
I feel like once you get into retail, you do end up doing a lot of different. I could never get a job in retail.
Really?
I applied to like, when I moved to London, I applied to like Topshop, Zara, mm-hmm. Cos. We used to have opening ceremony on Covent Garden.
Yes, I remember that store. I
got to the second stage interview, but then they just didn't give me the job. I could never get in.
Oh my God, what's
I'm fine about it now.
Yeah, down now. If it happens for a reason, look where you are now.
But yeah, I feel like once you get in there, you can then like work out more places.
That's so true. Retail is so hard, but it was just very much crazy. But those jeans.
Followed you.
Oh my God, they followed me. Even when I moved to London, my friend was like, Gary, let the jeans go. Like, let the jeans go. You're moving to a whole other city, let them go.
What kind of denim? What is it, like a dark or like a blue?
A dark navy denim with like a white stitching. But the way that this came in, I was like, these are a moment. And I like wore them with like a really big, like, what sneakers were they wearing at the time? I think I was wearing like a Topman pimp sole.
Oh my God.
You know, the white pimp soles, and they were just so cool.
Yeah, I would love to see pictures of you from back in the day.
Oh my, I've got some of my phone. I have to show you after, but it was very much crazy.
Oh my God, I love that though. I love that you're obsessed with the same jeans though. How many years did you wear them for?
I wore them for definitely like a good 4 to 5 years. Yeah. I literally had a hole in the crotch and I bought a new pair just to wear them.
Oh my God. I like that though. Yeah, I like when you really like something, if you buy like multiples of them, it means it's a good piece.
It's true, and cost per wear. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so for my next question, what outfit from film or TV lives most large in your mind?
Oh my God, this question was like, I was like, what can I say?
What do you like?
I'm going to say, I know it's a bit of a random one, I'm going to say Sex and the City.
Ooh, okay.
Because I feel like when I was younger, my mom would be like, don't watch that, because she knew what it was about. And when I was at like, at school, I used to watch it, I was so obsessed with it. And I can't think of one particular moment, but it was when Carrie wore the John Galliano printed newspaper dress.
Ooh, okay.
And when I saw it, I was just like, I don't know, I just feel like, even though it was about like four women doing their thing, I just felt like Sex and the City really just gave me that vibe. When I was older, I was just like, I really want to have four friends and we go into the town and have like cosmopolitans and
dress.
Yeah. And gossip and have like bad relationships and just
oh my gosh, I love it though. The dress is amazing.
It's so amazing, and I was so obsessed with it that when I worked at Selfridges, John Galliano actually bought like a men's version on the dress, and it was so good. And like, I remember saving up for weeks to get it, and when I got it, I felt like Carrie Bradshaw. Honestly, felt like it was a moment. I'm gonna show you a picture. I look very different, but this was the best.
I'm obsessed. You do look so different.
Look, I had a mohawk.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
I know, it looks so different. I remember buying it and like I did like
also,
a shoot.
Can we talk about the picture?
I know, look at
what
the picture.
What is this photo shoot?
I know, this photo shoot was very dramatic. It's giving very much, I'm not sure where I am or what I'm doing, but I thought I was very much living.
I love it so much. Gary's in kind of, I'm going to try and describe it. You're in like a field.
Yeah.
Your hair's blowing in the wind. You have a newspaper print John Galliano top on. Is that a hoodie? A coat?
I think it was like a blazer, you know.
Oh, okay.
I think it might have been a blazer hoodie.
Slightly open.
Yeah, you know, giving like a...
Really feeling some kind of fantasy.
Yeah. So I found it and I was like, oh my God, but I remember just being obsessed with that. But I feel like there was a lot of moments, like I loved Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I loved Clueless. Yes. Like, Clueless was so good. But I just feel like, for me, it was definitely Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. I love that.
Even though I was too young to be watching it.
I never really got into it. I did watch like a few episodes and I've seen the movies.
Oh, yeah.
But I was never really hooked into it. I don't know why. Because it does seem like something that I would really like.
Yeah, like, I feel like whenever I'm feeling like a bit like in a rut or like feeling like, I don't know, a bit low, I can just watch the reruns for hours and hours.
Yeah.
You should definitely watch it.
I've been to, when me and my friend went to New York, he took me to
the house.
Her house.
Oh my God.
And we had pictures outside. I was like, I don't even really know what this is.
It's so iconic.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I was thinking, you know what, for this question, what would you say?
Oh my God. So I've actually said a few different, because people have asked me the questions back on a few of these. For one person, I said like, I love the Addams Family.
Oh my god! So yeah, I can see that. It's like the black
the gothic, monochromatic. Yeah. Another person I think I was saying like anything to do with like Tim Burton.
Oh my god! Like Night Before Christmas or like just that vibe. Yeah, it's
very aesthetic. Like really like tall, like spindly characters with like big shoulders and stuff like that. Yeah. A bit spooky, but I like. Yeah, I really get inspired by that kind of stuff.
Oh wow, that's really cool. Actually, I never think to say Tim Burton, but yeah, it's got a really cool vibe. Yeah,
spooky.
Oh, okay.
Okay. For my next question, what is your? This is like one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. What is your biggest fashion or outfit ick?
Oh my god, I was thinking about this. I was like, what is my ick? You know what? I was thinking it could be. I definitely think it's now skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And I think whenever you do your little questions or stories, you say skinny jeans. I'm like, I can so see this because even like when I see like a really like good looking girl or something, and like he's got skinny jeans, I'm just immediately like, no, like,
yeah, what's going on?
What are we doing here? And I remember like being in. I remember like even me being in like my skinny jeans like phase, and I wanted them to be so skinny, even sometimes like a legging.
It was like a jegging. Yeah, I would do that. Yeah.
And I'm just like, now I'm like, when I see like guys or anyone on the street, I'm like no, like
we were talking about this on another episode as well. It's like flipped, hasn't it? Because it's like you used to want really tight skinny jeans and not like a baggy jean at all, and now all the like fuck boys are wearing like skinny jeans, but we're now like
this is it. We would wear skinny jeans. They'd be like, oh, why you wear skinny jeans?
Now, you get bullied for it.
Yeah, it's like, babe, you're like 1 year behind, and next year they'll be wearing the baggy jeans.
And
like,
we'll be back to skinny.
We're like, what are you guys doing? It's
it.
Crazy, but even like,
it's true though. You see these guys, especially the guys that have like really muscular legs as well. Then with like the tightest jeans.
Do you remember that meme?
Oh, is it the four guys?
The four guys.
What did they call them? They have a name.
They had a special one.
Shanty Sailor song or something. And they played like a weird, I don't even know what you mean.
The one this morning or something.
Yeah, they had them on TV. I was like, really?
Even like, you remember the pants and were like cuffed? It was almost like a cuffed skinny jogger.
Yeah. No socks. Yeah. Like a sneaker.
Yeah. It was just a bit crazy.
Oh, cuffed. Cuffed skinny, it
was like a cuffed drain pipe. It was just
with an elasticated
waist. Yes, no, it came in so many colors, like a beige with like the cargo. No. It was just no, for me, that's a major ick.
That is really funny though, because like some people do go really like they get viral and famous for why.
It's so true.
Do you know what I mean? Because those four guys were like super popular after that. It's like, it's they're just like, on a night out.
From the aesthetic, I'm just like, no, guys.
Did you see from Wireless that Cardi B, when she was singing WAP, grabbed the security guy's head?
Oh, yeah.
He's now famous.
No way.
Yeah, he's got like hundreds of thousands of TikTok followers as the guy that Cardi B like,
My God. I feel like these days, everyone just goes viral for anything.
Literally. It's probably like the most random things.
That's crazy.
I was watching last night, actually, like a random, you know, on YouTube, they've got like TikToks now, but it's YouTube shorts.
Oh, like shorts,
One came up of, you know, I forgot her name. She's called like Brittany. She's like the kombucha girl.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. She said she uploaded that kombucha video that went viral on TikTok, and it got like no views. No one cared. Like, got like 1,000 views or something, and that was, she thought it was done at the end. But then someone like took her TikTok and put it on gay Twitter and put the caption like, me the first time I ate ass.
Oh, what?
And you know, she's like, well, and she went super popular. So it just goes to show that you should just post all your content anyway, because definitely. It might go viral.
It's so true. I always say to people, when people are like, oh, I really want to like start influencing or start content creation, I'm like, just post what you want to post.
Just keep posting it.
Because it just takes one person to see it and share it to their friend, and the next makes the whole chain.
Have you ever had anything that's gone viral?
I had two videos, and one of them was like, okay, it was just sound where it was like, you know where, when you're black, you never really know. And there was this guy in the background who was looking at me because I was at Wimbledon, and he looked like Donald Trump. And everyone was like, oh my God, is that Trump in the background? And it literally went from like,
did it blow up?
Yeah, it got like, I think like 1.6 million views.
Oh,
and it also did this video where, I don't know if you know this, there's this Jamaican artist and her name Spice. And she did this song, it's like, Black China came from Tiger Pum Pum. I did a makeup tutorial for it, and it got like, I think 2 million views.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but nothing ever like too crazy. But I was just like, how crazy is that?
And like the ones you don't expect. Yeah. Especially that weird Donald Trump one.
That's good. And I was like, when I looked, I was like, oh my God, he does look like Donald Trump. But I don't think the brand were happy, because they were like, all the brand did like trip. I went liking, and I was like, okay, they haven't spoke to me since.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I love that though. It's always like the things that you least expect.
Yeah.
I've not had a viral moment.
Really?
No.
I'm surprised.
It's been like slowly building.
Okay, I'm sure what happened when you least expect it.
One day.
Yeah. But the amount of comments and hate that comes with it is something like, oh, okay.
Yeah, when stuff like gets popular on like the Explore feed or on TikTok or whatever, you can tell because like loads of trolls just like appear.
It's like, it's guys, like, oh, great. I'm like, guys, calm down. It's just a video.
I need to stop myself replying as well. Same. I've had comments removed.
Oh, really?
Where I've like bitten back and then Instagram has been like, your comment has been deleted.
Even like even managers should be like, Gary, don't clap. But sometimes you get that one comment, you're like, what's wrong with you? Do you know what I mean? It's rubbed you the wrong way, but I'm learning to not clap back as much.
Yeah, same. I just send hearts now.
Yeah, okay. I'm just like, let me like it.
They're
thanks,
like,
babe.
You look disgusting. I'm like, love. And they're like, are you okay? I'm like, love. okay. Moving on. So, which outfit would you want to be buried in?
I was thinking about this. Can it be something I haven't bought or something that I have to own?
It can be anything you want.
Okay, so I think it would have to be something I saw recently. So when I went to buy those loafers you influenced me to get, they actually had the new Prada for winter. And I'm not sure if you see when Kim K went to Milan, she wore like this menswear Prada outfit. It was like a jumpsuit.
Super oversized.
Yeah, super oversized jumpsuit with a long coat. And I had it in store and like I tried to move it on. And when I tried it on, you know, you wear something, you're like, wow. I was just like, wow. Like, I really felt like that bitch. I was like, oh my God. This was a day when it was like super hot though. So I was like, why am I trying like leather overalls when it's 30 degrees? And when I tried on, I was like, this is insane. And the guy was like, yeah, you should get it. It looks amazing. So I was like, let me look at
the price.
Price
tag?
So the jumpsuit for both of them, they were like separate pieces. They were like $7,000. And I was like, okay. The coat was $12,000.
Stop.
I was like, no, babe.
Okay. I'm going to think about
it. I'm going to think about it. But it looks cute. But I was like, whoa. To buy clothes like that, I'm just like, that is such an investment.
It's on, it's another level.
Yeah, it's like on the Floyd Mayweather like way of coming.
£700-800 shoes you can like kind of justify because you wear them all the time, right?
But a coat like that, especially, like, I think I tried on the black and the red and I was like, $12,000 for a jacket? No, thank you.
Bags and shoes, I can see investing in because you can always resell as well.
Mm-hmm.
But ready to wear, it's a bit like...
It's harder, innit?
Yeah, especially if it's into the thousands.
Yeah, and I feel like celebs like that, they can like kind of loan it and like... Never...
Oh yeah, they won't even... Yeah. This is, who said that as well? Someone famous was like, when you have the money to pay for things, everyone gives it you for free.
It's so true. It's so true. Like, celebs don't pay for anything. They get it, like, either gifted, loans, or just wear it for, like once.
Cars, clothes, trips.
I was actually watching a TikTok and I was speaking about the Grammys and how when it goes to the Grammys, even though we don't see it, celebs have, like, a goodie bag underneath their chairs. Huh? And they have, like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have, like cars in there, like, keys to, like Range Rovers. They have, like, holidays. But they don't take it because most of the time they have to, like... Let's speak about it. So for them, it's just like, I can afford this.
Yeah, that's so weird though. I didn't know that they gave them goodie bags.
It's crazy. Imagine like a little goodie bag for a car.
Sometimes we get goodie bags at like influencer events, don't we?
I don't know that much.
No. When I take some of my friends though, they're absolutely obsessed with the goodie bag.
Oh, we're same. They're like, I can't believe it. Even like when you go to even like some of the beauty events I go to, they'll give you like the full collection. And sometimes when I take a friend, they're like, Gary, like, this is even out yet?
Yeah, this is amazing.
They're like, oh my God. And they're like doing stories and screaming. I'm like, babe. But I get it though. Like, you know, people from like a different world, innit?
When I went to, I don't know if we'll keep this in, but I went to a event.
Mm-hmm.
But they said I could bring a plus one. So I brought my friend. And then when we got there, they gave me like a blue wristband and they gave her a red wristband.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay. And then when we were leaving, they gave me a goodie bag and they looked at her wristband and gave her a different goodie bag.
Oh my God.
So when we left, I got the...
What did she get?
Chocolate.
No way.
Literally.
Oh my God, that's so mean.
It was so bad. I was like, oh my God, I've never been to a event after that.
I hate that.
I thought it was really rude.
That's so weird because that's like you're not leaving together. It's like people speak. I actually had that recently at an event. We went to actually meet...
Oh my God, I saw her. How was that?
It was actually really good. And
was she nice?
Yeah. And when she got there, because we originally got to like film like something with her, but when we got there, she was like, I've got food poisoning. I'm not doing videos with that much people.
So you couldn't do like reels or a TikTok or anything?
No, so we did pictures, but I did it as a live photo and turned it into a video.
Ooh, clever.
I did that. She was really nice, but she was really off. But when we were leaving, like they gave like, I think people that had like a million or over the full range of lipsticks and us like one lipstick and liner. So I was like, how dare you?
So they categorized it yeah. by followers.
And I was like, this is so weird because, like, why not just give everyone the full range? Because yeah. you want us to speak about the lipsticks.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, it was very strange. So I was like, girl, whatever.
You can't, like, segregate yeah. people at an event.
And I know we all speak, so I was just like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, you're friends with everyone yeah. anyway, so they're going to be like, oh, what did you get? It's like, yeah. I got everything.
And I was just like, I got one.
Well, maybe if any of this stays in, brands could learn something.
Yeah, it's so true. Give everyone the same thing.
Okay, so this is a fun one as well. Mm-hmm. What is your most memorable fashion disaster?
Oh.
You can't say the G-Star.
Okay, well, so the G-Star. Okay, so this was when, you remember when that whole all black everything, Kanye, Lamborghini, Mercy
oh, yeah.
kind of face was around? Yeah, yeah. And I was like really into it. I was wearing like the black jumpers with the leather arms. Ooh. I was wearing like the Lego badge. I was really in my Kanye
face.
I was really in my Kanye face.
I'm not mad about it. I love Kanye's
yeah, yeah, style. Yeah, I love Kanye's style. And remember when everyone was wearing like the shorts and like the leggings?
Yeah, I did that too.
Yes,
yeah,
I did that. But I took it
I called it like a goth ninja. Yeah. kind of thing.
So I did that and I took it too far. At that time I was obsessed with studs, so I was Ooh. Studying everything. I studied these shorts, I studied the leggings, I studied my high tops, I even studied a scarf. I was studying
How did
everything
that even work?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about I was remember being at uni being like, I'm just gonna buy studs from eBay.
Yeah, are we talking about the like silver spike studs or yeah. like a gold pyramid,
like
or both?
I had like both, like the gold and like the pyramid ones, you know, the ones you press in.
Yeah,
so I got like a leather PSN, like a little
DIY
one.
Yeah, amazing.
And I was doing it and I felt like when I was doing it I was going a bit too far, and I was like, even when I look back at like myself in the club, I was like, why was I doing this?
Oh, you went to the club and
yeah, I was doing it. I was so hot, even though the club was like hot. I was wearing this like leather jacket and I was wearing like all these studs, and I was like, I really could have like toned it down. It was just a bit much.
Was that when like Kanye and Jay-Z had like Watch the Throne and yeah. all that kind of stuff? Because they were wearing, I think that whole tour they were wearing like Givenchy.
Oh, I love that
by
face.
Ricardo Tisci. Yeah, which is amazing. Like mm-hmm. the Rottweiler, like
yeah, and like
studs,
the flower print. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, amazing. I loved all of that as well. It was super inspired. I used to buy like fake Givenchy shirts off eBay.
I remember how expensive t-shirts were.
Oh my god, they were so much. Even Givenchy now, they've got like a new t-shirt because it's Matthew Williams that mm-hmm. does it now. And I saw one from the Autumn Winter show that I was like, oh, it was really cool. And mm-hmm. it kind of reminded me of like the old Givenchy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I checked the price. £1,200 no. for a t-shirt?
There's no way.
I thought Balenciaga was expensive. Givenchy is even more expensive.
Oh my god. Even though I was actually looking at some of their jewelry, some of their jewelry is really nice.
Like the padlock. Oh, and the, yeah.
the padlock, yeah. And I think it's like almost like 2K. And it's like not even real gold.
Yeah.
Like, what's
here? Going on here?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's not the vibes. But that stud phase, even though I did like it, I feel like I took it a bit too far, you
too
know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, Gary, what were you doing? I feel like when it we.
Sounds cool though.
Yeah, it was a moment. But I felt like, when we, you know, when you look back and you're like, Gary. Okay, we love the stud, but you were really studying everything.
Did you have like sunglasses with studs on as well?
I'm like, do you remember the Kanye glasses with Stronger? You know the
oh,
white,
the shutter
the
ones.
Camden ones.
Yeah,
I wore those and I was. I had them in every color. I had them in white, pink, yellow. And the thing is, I was wearing them in the club, and I always thought I was that bitch. I was being, I've been in heaven, being like dancing in these glasses in every color. People must have thought, okay, babe, like
sunglasses in the club are a choice. Yeah, like, yeah. Whenever I see, even yeah. nowadays, if I see someone in sunglasses, they really feel themselves.
They do. I feel like a lot of people do that. I'm like, okay, it's very dark in here. If I can't get to the toilet, how are you seeing?
Yeah, you can't see shit.
It's crazy.
Oh, I love that though. That is a good answer. Okay, this is my last question.
Okay.
So, what outfit has been your ultimate favourite? The one you felt most yourself or the most confident in?
Okay, so I would say my most favourite outfit is... Okay, so I shot with my photographer and I always feel like when I shoot with her, if I'm doing like little like street stuff, so I'll shoot things that I have to think about what I wear into an event or out. So I wore these like... I invested in these Bottega pants. So like really Ooh. Like... tight here, really high-waisted, and they go down and they're really like flary.
Oh, nice.
And I got them tailored because they're a bit too long, and then I bought this top from Zara. It's like high neck, one arm, and it's got like your arms exposed here,
right?
So when I wore it, I shot in it and I was like, oh my god, I really feel, you know, you just feel amazing in an yeah. outfit. And I paired it with like some like Bottega like lug boots. And when I wore it, I was like, I really feel like amazing. Like, you know, you just feel like, why this outfit? I put it together in a few like minutes. So I just felt like, I felt really
snatched. Looks so good, yeah.
It was giving very much hourglass.
It sounds amazing.
It's so, so good. And when I wore it, I actually wore it to her outfit. And everyone was like, oh my God, you look amazing. You look so good. And because it had like the one arm detail, it was giving very much, you know, high fashion, but with like, you know,
yeah, a little edge. The silhouette sounds really good.
It was a silhouette and it looked really good. And I thought, when I wore that and I looked back in the picture, I thought, that's one time where I thought, wow, I really feel like I look amazing. And I feel like when you look amazing, it kind of like exudes.
Yeah.
You know, people can kind of like really feel that vibe. And I thought, that was a really outfit moment for the books.
Amazing. Yeah, when you feel good about like an outfit, you feel, you definitely exude confidence, like you said. What colour were the pants on the top?
They were like, the pants were like a chocolatey blacky brown.
Ooh.
And the top was more like a kind of like dark navy black.
Okay, I'm gonna stalk your Instagram after
this. I think the pants are definitely your vibe, definitely the pants. When I invested them, I was like, wow, these were a bit pricey, but I was like, I just love Bottega silhouettes.
Yeah,
even they're ready to wear, so nice, but it's so expensive.
Exactly. Yeah, I do like Bottega's ready to wear, but I've never bought a piece. I did have like a lime green jacket.
Oh my god, I actually thought that jacket was amazing.
Yeah, I got it because it kind of matched, like I was doing like sponsored content for Gillette randomly.
Oh wow, okay.
But the razor had like this lime green to it, and I was like, I want to get an outfit that kind of matches it. But again, that jacket was like 3k.
oh yeah,
so I was like, this is coming back.
Yeah, the price point is crazy. You know, for the picture. You know, when it comes to for the picture. But yeah, some of their stuff is just so beautiful. If I could wear one brand for a whole moment, a whole year,
Bottega.
Yeah,
so nice.
So nice.
The designers, Daniel Lee has gone.
I know.
And then he's like, someone that's been working there under him for ages has taken over. Protege, I can't remember his name.
We could see where they go, because I know Daniel Lee definitely took it.
He switched it up.
It had everyone wearing it, and you know, the boots, the shorts, the bags especially.
Love the bags. I feel like the accessories, he really like got the brand, like everyone was talking about it again. Because I used to work at Net-a-Porter like back in 2014, and we had Bottega then. It was all these like the woven leather, old kind of bags and stuff. And I was like, oh, what's this?
It's been very much dated, but now it's just like, it's crazy how it's just very much updated. Even with the shoes with the girls, like the heels.
Oh my god,
so iconic.
And then they kind of like filtered, and then everywhere started doing them, didn't they?
Yeah, everyone started doing the crap with the coffee.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see where Bottega goes.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for coming. I had a great chat with you.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
I'm going to go stalk your Instagram now. For everyone listening as well, where can they find you on all your platforms?
Oh, you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and everything's under The Plastic Boy.
Oh my god, you got the same username.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So I've got Galax and stuff as well. But Plastic Boy is quite like.
Yeah, quite like.
Got in there quick.
I had to lock it down. Yeah. You know, there's always that one person. So I'm going to make it like just so, because my friend, she wanted to have her username on TikTok, but someone actually took it just so they could like, they wanted to sell it to her. How rude is that? Yeah.
I've heard of people doing that.
Yeah.
That's so shady.
And even with like website domains and stuff. So they tried to sell it to her, but they weren't using their account. So TikTok actually closed it down and got it back for her.
Yeah, because if you don't post for a certain amount of time, they can like, I think they can like, take it.
They can give it to you. So
Whenever any new like social app comes out, I'm like,
you have to,
straight away.
Cop it, because people are so crazy.
Oh, but yeah, thank you so much, Gary. It's been fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of My Favorite F Word. If you liked what you heard, make sure to hit subscribe or follow so you're first to know when a new episode is released. Let us know if you really liked it by rating us 5 stars and leave a lovely review however you're listening. You can find me on Instagram @Galax. See you next time. Insanity Group.